We all know that Arizona gets hot in the summertime. Really, really hot. How hot, you say? Well, hot enough to quite literally fry an egg on the sidewalk. Lots of eggs, actually. Every Independence Day, the town of Oatman, Arizona, population 159, holds the annual Solar Egg Frying Contest. Hundreds flock to the city to watch contestants sizzle their eggs to perfection using everything from magnifying glasses to homemade contraptions. Fred Eck is the founder of the contest, now in its 16th year. In his other life, he's the manager of Labor Ready, that's a temp agency in Bullhead City, Arizona. Fred Eck joins us now. And Fred, tell us about the rules to that contest before we get started.
Okay, the rules of the game is, can you hear this? I want to tell the folks who at the same time.
Okay, I can hear you just fine.
You get two eggs. Each team will get two eggs. When they get these eggs, when we count off the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, everyone will break their eggs and put it on the sidewalk or in the device of their choice in order to cook them without the use of any kind of fire. They must use solar heat and solar heat only. We have a defending champion here 2 years in a row. She's here getting ready to put hers together, and challengers all the way up and down the street. This is the 16th annual Invitational Sidewalk Egg Fry on Old Route 66 in Oatman, Arizona, where the temperature is roughly about 105 degrees, no wind, and beautiful blue sky. And we're just about ready to get started, so if you're about ready, we're going to give the go-ahead. We're going to have a gunshot into the air, which is a double-barrel shotgun, blanks, of course. And when he does that, we'll be underway, and I'll let you know what's happening.
Okay, we'll get some play-by-play from you once they get started. Let's go.
That's right. Okay. So who has the watch? Mary? Cooker's ready? Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go! Okay, crack your eggs, and away we go. On this, of course, everybody's a winner. Nobody loses. And, of course, the prime winner will get a medal and a trophy and probably a 3-day, 2-night stay at one of our hotel casinos in Laughlin, Nevada. So we have approximately, I think, 25 cookers, ages probably from 2 years old to, well, the senior citizens.
Fred, before the egg really starts to cook, while we've got a little bit of time here, can you look down and describe some of the devices
sure.
that the contestants are using to fry their eggs?
Sure, I sure can. Okay, on the defending champion, she has a, looks like a small white pan with handles on it. It's quite a device. She won it 2 years in a row. We'll see if anybody can beat her. Right next to her, we have two guys, and they got their eggs in an aluminum pie pan, and it looks like a mirror and a CD. Now, the man next to these guys has a device that looks like a black tray with a magnifying glass. And he's, on top of that, he's holding a big magnifying glass over the top of that, directing the sun right to the egg. So I guess he's cooking it in sections, much like a laser.
It sounds like your defending champion has some competition there.
Yeah, she's got a good competitor here. Okay, everybody not in the cook-off here, please get out of this area, please. You're going to be blocking the sun. Okay, sorry about the black ear.
Now, Fred, listen, I've got a show to do, so I'm going to let you go for just a minute, and we promise to check back on you in just a bit.
Okay, I'm going to keep the line open, and I'll keep this right on my ear, and just holler at me when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
That's Fred Eck, the founder of the annual Solar Egg Frying Contest in Oatman, Arizona, on Old Route 66.